This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a Friday, which means we get our best bets as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. It's a tradition like no other, the Masters. Have you dabbled at all with any Masters wagers?
I had a few people on my show this week on the Prop Queen Pod, and happy Friday to you guys. So I did tell a few of them, but right now what could benefit bettors is getting in live. There's so much live opportunity if you know weather, the course, the days, the golfers that do better long-term throughout the weekend as opposed to the ones that start off strong and then fade away by Sunday. The live lines is where it's at, and you could still get some pretty good value out there, like a Rory McIlroy top five or top 10 finish.
Let's get into your MLB plays tonight, Ariel, and we'll start with the Orioles game. Who knows if this game even gets in, but Bowden Francis is starting for Toronto. Who's an Oriole to keep an eye on prop-wise?
You need to look at Ryan Mountcastle. His numbers are so good against Bowden Francis. He's hitting 714, granted, seven at-bats, but 5 for 7, 2 doubles, 2 home runs. How do you not go over total bases for Ryan Mountcastle in this matchup tonight? And I know people love the home run props, so maybe if you dabble in that market, he's the only Oriole that I would look at tonight. But I always like the total bases market.
Yeah, he loves facing the Blue Jays. We here in Baltimore saw a lot of the Arizona Diamondbacks the last 3 days. Didn't go very well for the Orioles.
Yeah,
Eduardo Rodriguez, ex-Oriole farmhand, on the bump for them. Against a Brewers lineup that's been really kind of feast or famine and a fair amount of famine. What are you looking at here?
Luckily, they feast on strikeouts, which is why I'm going over 5.5 strikeouts for Eduardo Rodriguez tonight. The D-back starter is around +110, so it was really good value. He is a left-hander, so averaging just under 8 strikeouts to start when facing strikeout-prone lineups like the Brewers. He struck out 12 Nationals in one of his starts this year, and then Erod had 5 against the Cubs. But here's the thing, the Nationals strike out a lot. The Cubs, they really don't. Only one pitcher has gone over their strikeout prop against the Cubs this year. So the fact that Erod had 5 in that matchup tells me he should have over 5.5 strikeouts against the Brewers team. They're averaging just over 6 strikeouts a game against lefty starters. Lefty starters, 4 of the 6 have gone over their strikeout prop against Milwaukee. You're out over 5.5 Ks at +110.
Talking with Ariel Epstein, Inside Access here on the Fan. Tigers at the Twins tonight. What are you looking for here?
Another strikeout prop under, though, for 5.5 Ks on Tigers pitcher Reese Olson. He's not reliable of a strikeout pitcher anyway, and he's punched out 5 batters in both his starts this year. That was against the Dodgers and the White Sox. Both those teams are striking out way more than the Twins to start the year. Minnesota's averaging just under 4 Ks a game against right-handed starters. Those righty starters, 8 of 11 have gone under their strikeout prop this year against Minnesota. Olson last year, he faced the Twins in Minnesota, struck out 4 in 5 innings. He's not getting over this. Take the under 5.5 Ks on Reese Olson.
The Mets are at the Sacktown A's, where overs keep hitting. What prop do you like in that game?
Yeah, well, I do like the over in the game. Just before I even get to the prop, you could go Mets first five over 4.5. You could go Mets team total over 4.5, or the full game over because of the over being 5-1 in Sacramento. And also, whenever I've realized that you've got a pitcher starting there for the first time, which is what the Mets are going to have tonight with Griffin Canning, he doesn't know the park well. He doesn't know how to adjust to all these runs that are being scored and the home runs being hit, and their defense has to get used to it. And, like, the Mets defense has to get used to not having much foul territory out there. So there's a lot of reasons that the overs are hitting in Sacramento, and the Mets lineup is powerful and very good against lefties, especially Lindor and Soto. So you could look to that over hitting, but that's why I like the Mets starter Griffin Canning to go under 4.5 Ks. I don't really think that the book has caught on much to the Athletics not striking out much this year. So last year, the Athletics struck out one of the most, 6 times per game against righty starters. This year, 9 of the 12 righty starters to face Oakland have gone under their strikeout prop. They're averaging, these righty starters, 2 strikeouts less per game than they did last year. It worries me a bit that Canning had 6 in his first start of the year against Toronto, and Toronto's not a strikeout-prone team. But that game was at Citi Field. So tonight, on the road, in a new stadium, against a team that doesn't strike out that much, I'm going to take a shot at the under 4.5 Ks.
Errol Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
The Prop Queen Pod is on all streaming services at Prop Queen Sports on X, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. Check that out from 5 to 6 p.m. on weekdays, and subscribe to the newsletter at thepropqueen.com.
Ariel, always great. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much. We'll chat next week.
Thank you.
You got it.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest gun this side of the Mississippi.
He's ready.
Beltway Ben
Hall. You don't
have
to tell Beltway Ben twice.
No, you do not. What are you looking at?
You can tell he trained under me.
Yeah.
My dojo.
Yes.
I got
the dojo of hate.
It is. It is a dojo of hate.
A few MLB plays. Like Stephen Kwan over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 130. Getting a leadoff hitter at these odds for just 1.5 is always good. He's coming off a 4-for-5 day against the White Sox. Great matchup. Bubich, reverse splits guy. Lefties hit him, hit 286.
Nobody hits him. What are you talking about?
And not Baltimore.
The Orioles. He's Cy Young. Stop.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think in the next 2 years, he's their ace.
He might have turned it around.
He might be their ace. I mean, they took him the competitive balance round.
Yeah, no.
He's good pitcher, but again, it's the Orioles.
Take 5 pitchers like in 5 years, all in the top 30. One of them's got to turn out to be better than Brady Singer.
You got a better chance if you take no pitchers in the top 30.
I'll tell you who it's not going to be. Jackson Kowar is not going to be the next ace of the Kansas City Royals.
But no, Kwan hits whatever, but he hits left-handed pitching better than he does right-handed pitching throughout his whole career. Hitting in the leadoff spot, stolen base threat, and he hits right ahead of J-Ram, who can always knock him in. Next play is Willy Adames, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 125. A little bit of a slow start, but he's 9-for-19 with 2 homers and 5 RBIs against Stroman in his career. Stroman's a reverse splits guy, throws the sinker almost 40% of the time, moving in on righties. Pretty common that you'll see reverse splits with that. Adames is hitting .307 with 5 homers, 9 RBIs, and 11 runs scored in the Bronx in his career, going back to his time with the Rays. So he likes playing there.
Oh, we like Willy Adames around here. You don't have to sell us on Willy Adames.
He's 1-for-12 in his last 3 games, so I think he gets off the struggles here today. And then Francisco Lindor over 1.5 total bases at minus 115 and to score a run at minus 130. Just talked about it. The ball is flying in Sacramento. He's 3-for-6 with a home run and 3 RBIs against Sears in his career. Hits for a lot more power against left-handed pitching, slugging .545 against left-handed pitching last year in 2024. It's also been a slow start to the season for him, but this is a perfect matchup for him. He hits ahead of Soto and Alonso, and if Lindor is in scoring position at any point, you can imagine him to be driven in. Another play that I like that is questionable play, Sean Newcomb of the Red Sox over 15.5 outs recorded. Plus 130, the White Sox lineup, I'm pretty sure I could go 6 against this season. Newcomb has been into the fifth inning in 2 starts with the Red Sox, but hasn't gotten out of it. This is a due spot for him to get right. At plus 130, I wouldn't pass that.
Where can people find you, Beltway Ben?
At BH Journalist on Twitter. Post all my plays. We are very hot in the MLB right now.
Yeah.
Ken loves the streams. We will be live. Jason loves the streams, too. Jason loves the streams.
Nobody promotes the streams.
Nobody.
Like
no, that is an actual fact.
Well, you say that like that's unusual.
You hate everything.
You do.
That's a fact. That's Charles projecting. That's Bone. Bone's the one who pretends like the facts that I
said that's
are not
an actual
facts.
Fact. No, Jason.
It is an actual fact.
I'm
here for the stream.
Yes.
What if I pretended that's not a fact?
Your bounce back, fallback. Your whole bounce back, fallback.
Ben, I love your stream.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
The streams are on point.
Yeah. Before we step out, where are you on your buzz meter right now? We had to bump Terps basketball talk today, but they supposedly got a lot going on this week.
I told you guys six the last time you asked.
Yeah, six.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
7.5.
Wow. All right. I didn't think it was going up that much. No, it was such a long pause. I was thinking like 6.25.
No. It's 6.9. And by the end of the day tomorrow, we could be at 8.
Wow. Ooh. Beltway Ben showing a lot of confidence. Bald rat completely out the window for Beltway Ben. It's Buzz Ball forever. Hey, coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. Nate Wiggins showed well as a rookie corner for the Baltimore Ravens. What are expectations for year two? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.